रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 40. Vinita goes east. The recitation begins now. Then Sugriva concluded that the desire of his heart was fulfilled, and out of gladness he addressed himself to Rama. Lord, the monkey hosts that own my sway are here, every one of them. They are camped in suitable spots, like unto daityas and danavas in valor, of bright fame and untiring perseverance. They could range at will through the earth and the sky, over woods, mountains and seas. Now all of them are at your orders. They await your commands and live for you alone. They are well capable of realizing your wishes. I pray you direct them as seems to you best at present. I know what they should do, but they are yours to do as you like. You are their lord and master, and mine as well. Hence, we await your behests. Whereat Rama drew Sugriva towards himself fondly and replied, we should know first through these our faithful friends whether Sita is alive or not, and where Ravana has his dread abode. Then we shall take counsel as to what should be done next. I wish you to understand clearly that in this affair, neither I nor my brother could or would command anything. It comes best from you. This is your concern and no others. You are the lord and ruler of these monkeys. Issue orders as seems to you fit, for you know it best. You are the friend of my heart. You have sat at the feet of the wise and the great. You are intelligent and valiant, and know the right time and place of action. Our welfare is your only care. You have till now achieved many a great thing, and I can find no other who has studied the right way to secure the aims of life. Then Sugriva bowed low and turned to Vinita, one of his generals, and said, you take with you those of my monkeys as come of the line of the lords of day and night, and proceed east. Act suitably and search most carefully among the mountains, forests and rivers there for Sita and Ravana. Bhagirathi, Saryu, Kaushiki, Kalindi, Yamuna and other rivers, the mountain Yamuna, the rivers Saraswati, Sindhu and Shona, the countries Mahi, Kalmahi, Brahmamala, Videha, Malava, Kashi, Kaushal, Magadha, Pundra and Vanga, the towns ruled by the Koshakara king, the country of the silver mines, these you should search through in due order. Then you come upon the shores of the eastern ocean, and the mountains and the towns that cover it should engage your attention, as also the peaks of the Mandara mountain. Creatures without ears, creatures whose ears are on their lips, men whose faces are black and hard like iron, men who have but one leg to stand upon but move very fast, others of inconceivable strength and undying ancestries, kiratas who feed upon human flesh, other kiratas whose fair complexion resembles pure gold, and who with long hair from their ears feed upon raw fish and dwell in the islands, others with the faces of tigers and the bodies of men that dwell in the waters and are frightful to look at, these you will come upon. Of the places described above, some are accessible over mountains, some are accessible through the air, others you have to reach upon rafts, but search most carefully everywhere. You will come upon a large island on your way called Yava. It is a home of precious stones and is divided into seven kingdoms. Close by is the island of Suvarna Rupyaka, studded with gold mines. Beyond the island Yava rises the mountain Sishira, sky-capped and praised by God and demons. This will take you through the Jambudvipa and the salt ocean that bounds it and lead you to Plakshadvipa. There, the mighty river Shona pours its waters into the sea. The red current is deep and rapid. Search most carefully for Ravana and Sita in its forts and the woods around. This dvipa is covered with lofty mountains and long rivers that flow therefrom, lined with lovely forests and groves. Mountain slopes, valleys, deep canyons, woods and dales search ye most carefully for Sita. Beyond it is the Ikshu Ocean, dotted with countless frightful islands. Storms and tempests all year round vex it ever. I know that millions of asuras range over it. They are ravenously hungry and lie down in wait to draw creatures by the shadows and make short work of them. For such is the order of Brahma. Take care that you do not fall into the hands of these cruel beings. Cross over this dread sea that is a home of huge serpents and look like a vast expanse of dark cloud banks. Shalmali Dvipa meets you next. A huge tree of Shalmali species lifts its lofty head to the stars and gives its name to the Dvipa. Garuda, the monarch of birds, has a wonderful mansion there, like unto the Kailasa mountain itself, fashioned for him by Vishwakarman. Beyond it, you come upon the dreadful sea called Lohita, with its waters red as blood. It is otherwise known as the Sura Ocean. From the mountains that line its shores hang countless rakshasas known as mandehas, even as mountains piled one upon another. The holy water offered by the brahmanas at sunrise, rendered mighty by the Gayatri mantra, strikes them senseless. They drop into the waters and are burnt by the fierce rays of the sun. But when the Lord of Day has retired, their strength comes back to them gradually, and they manage to get back to the mountains none the worse. Next, your search will be confined to the Sarpis Ocean, clarified butter, the Kushat Dvipa, the Dadhi Ocean, curds, and the Krauncha Dvipa, until you come to the Cheetah Ocean, milk, like a huge expanse of white clouds. Huge waves, like unto pearl necklaces, guard its shores, and their roar is enough to drive away any daring intruder. Right about its middle is a large mountain, Rishaba by name, with rare celestial perfumes and silver flowers. On it is a lake named Sudarshana, covered with silver lotuses, adorned with golden filaments. Devas, Charanas, Yakshas, Kinnaras and Apsaras frequent the place to disport themselves. Then you fly across the Pushkara Dvipa and come to the shores of the Sudhodaka Ocean, that is the pure water. The wrath of the Maharishi Aurava burns there like a consuming fire, fashioned in the likeness of a horse's head. The fire that dries up the waters of the worlds at the time of Pralaya is none other than that known as Badavagni. The creatures that inhabit the depths of that ocean are mighty beyond description, but that terrible fire turns their hearts to water and they roar in affright. Passing over to the other side of it, you come to the golden mountain Jatarupa Shila, 13 yojanas from the shore. There reclines Ananta, the great serpent, who lightly bears this earth on one of his 1,000 hoods. His complexion is lovely as that of the moon. His eyes are beautiful, even like the blown lotus. Garments of blue clothe his mighty limbs. And the whole creation joins in one joyful praise of the great Lord Adishesha. His golden banner, shaped like a palm tree with 3 branches, adorns a vast platform on the top of that mountain. The gods have fixed it as the eastern boundary of the world. Beyond that blazes the golden mountain Udaya. Its peak is 100 yojanas in height, and its charming platforms shine with the radiance of the noonday sun. It is shaded charmingly with countless trees of gold. One of the peaks is named Saumanasa, 10 yojanas in height and 1 in breadth. In the far past, Mahavishnu placed one of his feet on this peak as the eastern limit of the earth, and his other feet rested on the mountain Savarni Meru as the western limit. This was when he manifested himself as Trivikrama. The sun, in his daily round of the Jambudvipa, rests for a while on this Mount Saumanasa during his northern course. He is then visible to all that dwell south of Mount Meru. The Maharishis, Vaikunasas and Valakilyas have chosen that spot for their meditations, and their radiance makes the bright sun pale by contrast. Close to the Mount Udaya is an island by the name Sudarshana. The sun's light and splendor is at its height in this island as he casts his rays over the world and enables all beings to see. You should seek most carefully for Ravana and Sita in these mountains, forests, caves and rivers. The rays of the sun, heightened by the splendor of Mount Udaya, spreads a red hue over the eastern quarter. It is what is known as the morning twilight. This Mount Udaya is the gate from this earth out into the universe and the starting point of the sun's daily course. And Brahma had willed it so in the past and given the name of the East to it. I charge you once more to seek most carefully for Ravana and Sita in every one of the places mentioned above. Thus far shall the monkeys go and no further, for there begins the realms of the gods. The sun and the moon shed not their light thereupon. Village, town, country, there are no such divisions. It is all one vast, endless sheet of darkness. Nor do I know anything of it. You may proceed up to Mount Udaya in a search for Ravana and Sita. Be here in a month from today. If you fail, you die unheard. My last word unto you is, search most carefully in this quarter, dear to the Lord of Devas, in all the places described by me, and come back to me with success. Then your life is one long spell of joy and happiness, and it shall be my care. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.